Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live, and it, of course, is Wednesday, the seventh day of August 2013. And I've got a big stack of news articles here that have been coming out, even ABC News, in the last couple days. Young women's ovaries destroyed by Gardasil. Merck forgot to research, that's a quote, side effects of vaccine on female reproduction. We posted this story a couple days ago on Infowars.com. And I guess it's good sometimes that somebody reposted it. Sometimes mistakes are good because I saw it again this morning and was reminded that I had not covered that. So I'm going to get to, you know, things like this that are very serious that, you know, that aren't really the big news of the day, which they tend to distract us with, but are very, very serious for everybody out there to discuss exactly what's going on with Gardasil. Also, we've got a special report with Gigi coming up here in just a moment, dealing with the mass overpass demonstrations, over 1,700 out in L.A. It's got to be over 100 people out in Austin at different locations at different times all over the city. All over the country this happened. There's more today, so we have info up on that. They're calling to impeach Obama. We're going to be playing that report in about a minute. Also, disgusting Homeland Security ads, billboards and posters going up, you know, showing good-looking women. Sexy women reporting on people, how sexy and cool it is to be part of the new Stasi, Nazi, Soviet chic. That report up on Infowars.com and how it ties into more mainstream media now reporting and the EFF Foundation as well. That, yes, the government is spying on all of you for petty crimes with the NSA. Yeah, that's a fact. It's there to make sure their criminal operations, their money laundering, child kidnapping, murder for hire doesn't get stopped. That's the main mission, and to steal patents and ideas. But that's all now mainstream news. And we have a man on the street coming up where a bunch of Austinites just beg to be total slaves. We'll cover that at the bottom of the next hour. We've got G. Edward Griffin coming on today as well. But we're going to go out to break with this InfoWars Nightly News report from last night on these spontaneous demonstrations that are starting up all over the country. Here it is.
I'm Gigi Urnetta reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. And we're standing here on an overpass at Manor Drive in Austin, Texas, where people are honking for Obama's impeachment. So what gave you guys this idea?
This is a national movement. It was started by James Neighbors, who's up in Oklahoma. We now have, we've got groups like this in all 50 states. And, yeah, we're just out here trying to raise people's awareness a little bit and get them woken up to what's going on with the Obama administration and try to get him out of office.
So you believe that these are definitely not phony scandals?
Definitely not. They're felonies, you know. And we elect these folks to govern us, but not to rule us. And we have a constitution to limit the federal government's power, and they're just shredding the constitution daily.
I want to know how many people are out there that would like to be doing something. They get frustrated. They say, well, I'm going to do something tomorrow, and I'm going to do something today, something that's going to count. You know, you got to get out of from behind the computer and go out and try to get some things done.
We're in a neighborhood where people actually told us, that, oh, no, you don't want to go out there. You know, there are too many people for Obama out there. But we're getting a great response, and we're going to stay out here as long as we can.
I'm going to be out here every chance I get. I took off work for this today. I mean, I'd take off work if I was sick or if I had a sick child. The Republic's sick. It needs help. That's what I'm here for.
One group near Los Angeles has 1,780 people. 1,780 people. That's incredible. One group.
And if you go to overpasses.org, you can find out more information about the event they're having August 17th. Get out and help. Help change what's happening to our Constitution. I'm Gigi Urnetta reporting for InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News.
Introducing Pro One. All all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on this Wednesday, August 7th, 2013, worldwide broadcast. G. Edward Griffin, who for more than 45 years has been fighting the globalist incremental takeover of the United States. He's also the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. He will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. We will open the phones up as well. I'm going to get Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Urneta, both in studio, here today at the bottom of the next hour, because I want to play a short report that Gigi went out and shot on the road in Austin yesterday afternoon versus a report that Leanne McAdoo went out on the streets of Austin yesterday and shot that were both on the nightly news last night. They went downtown and found one group of trendies who said they want the NSA spying on everything they do, kind of like the Miss USA pageant where they were all this year begging to be spied on for everyone's safety, versus people out calling for the impeachment of Obama for illegal NSA spying. The light in their eyes, the intelligence of the pro-liberty people, who are as different from the Obama sheeple as living are from the dead. So we're going to get both of our reporters both of our female reporters who do a great job in studio with us at the bottom of the next hour. And then I'm going to send all my reporters out on the street to really go out and challenge people. On average in Austin, about 60% say they want to have the Fourth Amendment annihilated and think it's wonderful to have the government watching everything they do. And I want to send my reporters out to say, okay, but Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia did that. And why did we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution saying that was illegal? And by the way, do you know that's illegal? How dare you? I'm so busy working on Obama Deception 2 and doing the radio show and doing radio interviews and working on administrative stuff and trying to build new sites and apps and all the stuff I'm trying to administer here that I don't have a lot of time to go out on the streets, but I need to go out on the streets. And I think I said I'd do this a few weeks ago, so I guess the time has come. The time is now. I should probably go out in the next couple days and do it, maybe even today, and go up to citizens' cars and say, mind if I search your vehicle? I'm part of a Homeland Security militia brigade. Of course, they could then spin it and say that, why, you're impersonating the FEMA Youth Corps. Just to illustrate, though, how pliant some people are. And then go over to police cars and just say, I'm part of the citizen tattletale squad for Obama. And I'm going to be like, well, wait, I'm just volunteering. I mean, they've got billboards going up all over the country saying report your neighbors, showing sexy ladies pushing it. It's all over the news that this is the new freedom. So, officer, I'm just asking voluntarily, do you mind if I search your car? You might be a terrorist, too. I mean, why are you offended, officer? I wouldn't send my crew out to do this because they might arrest me because so many people are brainwashed and arrogant. If I run into Austin cops and know who I am, they'll probably start laughing at me. But, I mean, I want to find one who will get offended. Because you film police around the country. A lot of them flip out and come arrest you outside of law. And go, well, why are you offended? I mean, you got face scanning cameras up, license plate reading cameras. And you got whole databases on people. It's all completely illegal. And you're doing that forcibly with my tax money. Enslaving me with my own fruit of my labor being extracted and used to build this giant corporate Borg singularity takeover nightmare grid. I'm here trying to defend your rights, officer, so I'm asking to illustrate absurdity, let me search your vehicle. Well, no, you're not going to search my vehicle. What do you have to hide, officer? What do I have to hide? Get up against the wall. And at that point, I'm going to say, so it's so shocking that I'm asking to search your vehicle, you're trying to put me in handcuffs right now. This is going to be powerful, folks, and I'm going to go out and do this. Mark Dice did it a few months ago, something similar, where he went out on the streets. We posted the video on Infowars.com. Forget the exact name of it. Maybe try to pull it up. And he went out and said, I'm here with the citizens, Obama volunteers. And they said, see something, say something. Might have I search your car? Might have I search your person? And some people said, yeah, go ahead. Because their religion is being compliant. Their religion is bending over. Their religion, as long as you say for Obama, we should arrest all the gun owners and put them in FEMA camps for Obama. Oh, yes. 9 out of 10 said yes. We should euthanize all the old people for Obama. Kill them. Yes, for Obama. We should open the borders completely up and bring in world government for Obama. Yes, for Obama. And I found that as well with Democrats especially. I could say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3 for Obama. In fact, this has been done by multiple groups. Yes, for Obama. Because their whole identity is with, hey, I'm not intellectual. I don't have any real historical perspective. I don't know what I culturally stand for. I don't know who my ancestors were. I don't know about all the wars and the countless people that died in the dark for the light of liberty. Many people have died in the dark in defense of liberty, folks, alone, in pain, being tortured, being killed, bleeding to death on foreign fields and right here in this country. I mean, it is incredible the human history of the fight against gangs that get together and call themselves governments and that call themselves systems and unleash hell every time. And now the hell, if it was a cup, a big stinking, scrofulous cess cup of disease and tyranny and the Constitution's being imploded and the table is rocking and rumbling, and only sloshing tyranny has come out so far. And the sheeple see it and get scared. They really know what's going on deep down in their feeble minds, but they decide to serve it and comply with it in a mass Stockholm syndrome, believing that that will then somehow give them a reprieve. So the cup is sloshing, and only a few drops had splattered in the last decade or so. Now larger projections of it are splattering on the table, but still the cup's about 85% full, and it's getting ready to completely tump over. And by the way, if we let it tump over, it suddenly becomes a bottomless cup, like a fire hose is attached to it, spewing evil. And as soon as the public goes under the intimidation, goes under the fear, and says, I will comply, that's when the three-year-old is in the front yard and the man says, I have the candy. And the little kid's scared. Their instinct is run, but they say, come here now. And the little kid gets in the van and is never seen again. Is tortured in a basement for months. That's what those demons do. It's an archetype. It's a spirit. Even if we believe in God, it's a spirit. And that's what the globalists want. They want full control so societally they can have us all in the basement and torture our innocence. Their real target is innocence and beauty and goodness. They want to kill the unicorn, folks. That's because that's what they do. They're demons. Use the analogy of legend. And they use well-meaning Miss America, Miss USA. They use all the well-meaning, shallow people out there to sell their agenda of torture, war, invasion, surveillance, all of it, because innocence is the face of it. They say, we're doing this to protect innocence, but it's actually the opposite. They're doing it to sell absolute hell on earth. Everywhere the globalists are in control, they bring down societies, they eviscerate the family, they cut off the food and water, they starve the population, they bring in absolute bondage and poverty and starvation and pain. The wages of the New World Order are death. The fruits of the New World Order, its wavelength, its signature, its spirit is pain and suffering and dishonor and backstabbing and mental illness and the collapse of all that is good. The end of light, the coming of the stench of death. The journey is the destination. And I have tried as best I can to warn you of these facts. Coming up today, we're going to have those two reporters in for probably two segments, 25 minutes or so, the last 25 minutes or 27 minutes to be technical, of the second half of the next hour to illustrate people that are out speaking for liberty and freedom and justice, who have an instinct, who have a spirit of defense, of freedom, and who understand the grave danger we're entering versus the supine, sycophantic, dead eyes of the servants of evil. So we're going to be contrasting those two different types coming up with these reports. G. Edward Griffin, as I said, look, Homeland Security criticized over sexy spy ads. See Something, Say Something campaign has caught zero terrorists. And what do they use? They use good-looking, quote, minority women who report in the billboards and TV ads on exclusively white males and white women. So they're also racially branding that, and of course you've heard them. They're now saying that one of the Boston bombing patsies, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, is a right-winger. He's not a Muslim extremist now. And usually you think I talk about myself when I'm in the news. They're back to saying he was an Alex Jones listener, just like the AP and others said right after it happened. I'm like, hey, look, they did a drill. Looks like they worked for CIA. Okay, they did. They were being set up. All right. Alex Jones did it. Think I ought to be watching my back? So So we're going to be getting into all that. And all over the country, they're announcing neighborhood groups, apartments, you name it. You can't have a gun or any other weapon or defend yourself. We're going to cover that first.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free one-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Coming up, we're going to play some clips of El Presidente on Jay Leno. We don't spy on Americans, is what Obama said. That's the same line of Clapper. And, of course, Alexander, just absolutely incredible lie on record. We're going to go over that. He goes on to say, odds of dying in a terrorist attack, a lot lower than dying in a car accident, unfortunately. And then Leno says, how about solving problems that brought our country to a halt? Oh, he's solving them. He's shutting down the power plant, shipping the jobs overseas. He's continuing the globalist operation. So we're going to be playing those clips and analyzing that. But first off, I want to say something here today. If our forebears could see what we were doing right now, if our forebears could look down from heaven or look up from Hades, depending on where they're at, do you think they would be ashamed of all that they fought for so we'd have basic dignity and liberty? In every other culture in the world, whoever was in charge, the nobles, the king, their minions, the sheriff, could just come in your house and have sex with your wife in front of you. That was their divine right. They could kill you if you looked at them wrong. And the entire world was in total poverty except for the elites and their armored compounds. And it was just thousands of years of degradation and dehumanization since humans stopped being agrarian hunter-gatherers. Hunter-gatherers and then agrarians. It allowed centralization and allowed a ruling class of parasites who learned how to manipulate people. And civilization has been infested ever since. And the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and the Christian values, whether you like them or not, brought forward ideas that created a light in the world in a dark age. And it created the science, the technology we have today that's now been co-opted and used to enslave. And now we're seeing the mass domestication. But there's no doubt from a historical perspective, and no historian denies this now. In fact, it's all over the news now that we're a corrupt empire, we're a tyranny. But that's for people that know how to read and people that know how to wipe their noses and know how to tie their shoelaces. You have got a large part of the population that are a bunch of TV heads who literally have imprinted from birth on the sitcom type people that act like gibbering idiots and who have no idea the world they're entering. You know, in England, in many areas of Europe, if you defend yourself with your fist in your home while being assaulted by a robber, you go to jail. If gypsies rob your house and you defend yourself, you're arrested and put in jail longer than a murderer would be. If gypsies or other groups steal your travel trailer, they get to keep it. That was in the news last week. Because the only group that is targeted is the law-abiding milk cow citizens. And I've had members of parliament on from England to talk about this. How most of the social services are foreigners that don't even speak English there. This is a plan, folks. This is a takeover. When they're done taking over, folks, look out. There's all these groups that have been allowed to run wild, they're going to get lined up and shot. But right now they're bringing down the society and demoralizing us. Here's an article out of News 9 NBC out of Colorado. Castle Rock, retired Marine Art Dorsch says, I want to get him on, says his Second Amendment rights are in danger. His apartment complex, by the way, they held out that he was allowed to be armed when he first rented it. So if any lawyer knew what they were doing, we ought to tell this old guy, 77-year-old retired Marine and others, that they've got at least until their current lease is up to get out. The apartment is on record lying, saying you got to leave right now if you don't do it. That's all just social engineering. His apartment complex, the Oakwood Apartments in Castle Rock, sent out a notice telling all residents to get rid of their guns, but all other weapons. It's like England's trying to ban butcher knives. The 77-year-old retired U.S. Marine Corps veteran sent a news tip to 9 Wants to Know, saying he's afraid he'll be homeless if he wants to comply. The letter went out to residents on August 1st and says they have until October 1st to comply with updated community policies. It's policies. On page 2 is a brand new provision saying firearms and weapons are prohibited, including baseball bats, knives, anything. Boy, I tell you know, they're going to put this in, everybody's going to move out, and then criminals are going to just absolutely go crazy, just like Chicago, just like New York, just like D.C. They all have the highest crime rates, not in the country, in the world. The highest, worse than Mexico, they're worse cities. Worse than, you know, Tijuana in places. Ladies and gentlemen, is Chicago, D.C., and then New York City. Because they've taken the citizens' guns. And they go on to say he's even a license to conceal carry, but can't live there. This is the model, folks, where they're going to make you get insurance to have a gun and then make it so expensive you can't do it. They're coming after us. They're breaking this country's will right now. The federal government is not the federal government. It is an alien, foreign banking, paramilitary force stabbing the country in the heart right now as fast and as hard as they can. I mean, this is just open evil everywhere. We're going to tell you more about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, we're here live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. They were able to find the article where there are calls in England to ban people even being able to own butcher knives. You'll get a special license over in the good old UK to be able to have a knife. And, of course, that goes back to feudalism. If you go back just to England only 500 years ago or so, you had to have a license to have a knife that had a point on it because you couldn't have the slaves being able to fight back. If you had a dog, you had to have a license. And if it was, say, a sheepdog, it had to have some of the digits, some of the pads cut off the foot. This was done all over Europe so that it couldn't chase the king's game. And it didn't matter if you were starving to death in the winter and had to give most of your food and what you produced to the local noble who was, you know, 2 feet taller than you from generations of getting plenty of food. And they even wrote manuals on how to starve people generationally to mentally retardate them so they'd be more controllable. That's all part of their long-term globalist operation. It's just an instinct of feudalistic domination. Now they do it through the vaccines and the GMOs and the stuff in the water and all the malnutrition with the fast food and the rest of it. But to make a long story short, you know, I mean, there was documented, many documented cases. If you were caught, you know, they rode by and smelled meat, and they would come in and look in your cook pot and catch you with a rabbit bone. They would normally take one of your kids out and slit their throat. And, hey, I say they did it for everybody's own safety. I support government. I'm not anti-government. I think our ancestors were wrong to fight against that, and I think they all deserve to have their throats slit. And, hey, I've seen a lot of people on Infowars.com and on the YouTube. It's a minority, but they're an active, vicious minority. Up there saying that that little 2-year-old girl, Alexandria Hill, who got her head bashed in, reportedly by the social worker, that had her in her clutches, you know, that's the parents' fault for smoking pot and people reporting them for smoking pot, and that you know, it's their fault. So, see, it's not your fault that little girl's dead. Government, no, you're right. It's the parents. Good job. And it's not your fault kids are 7 times more likely to be abused physically or sexually or die in the federally controlled foster care systems across the country. You're right. Everything's the people's fault. Nothing is your fault. I guess the 20-point IQ reduction on average from 60 years of fluoride in the water, Harvard study. Guess that's our fault, too. I guess the diabetes up 3,000-plus%. I guess that's our fault, too. I guess the Gardasil sterilizing people and killing them all over the country and Japan and India banning it. I guess that's our fault, too. Everything's the individual's fault. Nothing is the government's fault. And it's going to be your fault when the government takes your government pension funds. Just remember that. Just remember that, and you're real good, you know, up there talking bad about a dead 2-year-old. There's also real people on the profile, black racist, on YouTube, because I've seen these same handles for a long time and seen their videos. These are real people celebrating the death of a 2-year-old white child because they agree with, what was his name, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, that you kill the women, you kill the children, because the white woman is the military manufacturing center, and every 9 months she lays down on her back and reinforcements roll out. People thought I was joking a few weeks ago, and I actually played that clip of the new Black Panther Party leader. That's an exact quote. By the way, we're going to play Leno, but I want to get to the that clip since I said that and play that. You know, where's Al Sharpton decrying that? No, because, again, it's all meant to create divide and conquer. If you say we're going to brown bag it, that's racist, even though no one ever said brown paper had anything to do with race. It means to do the little shopping bag, the little bags you bought to get your lunch in. But it doesn't matter. All the stuff that isn't really racist, that is what we obsess on, not the mass abortion, not the globalist operation against all of us. It is a scientific, murderous culture aimed at all humans. Now, speaking of Jay Leno, you know, Jay Leno, we got contacted about a month ago about would I be interested to go on there, and I said, of course, and then I never heard anything back. I would actually fly out there to be on Jay Leno's show. That would, I mean, he's played clips of me on there even 16 years ago and then earlier this year, multiple times this year. But so technically I've been on the show playing clips, but I would like to technically, physically go out there. That would be fun. And I'm told behind the scenes Jay's a listener. But we'll see if that happens because you need to call me up and get me on. But you know, Jay says in the clip, the full clip's up on Infowars.com, how about solving problems that brought our country to a halt? It's also up on DrudgeReport.com. And Obama went on to say odds of dying in a terrorist attack a lot lower than dying in a car accident, unfortunately. And I see what Obama's saying. Unfortunately, there's hundreds of thousands of car accident deaths a year and not even 100 terrorist attacks, but they're getting rid of our entire system because they ran the attacks and run al-Qaeda today. But just the way it comes off, yes, unfortunately. And if you could get away with staging some more events, you would. The problem is, whether it's the underwear bombing or the Boston bombing, we're all watching. Or whether it's the murder of Michael Hastings, we're all watching. And, I mean, it's even in the, again, New York Times, CBS News, people going, oh, this has been done because of the NSA spying to legitimize it. Because it's as plain as the nose on your face. But here's Obama. Just like yesterday, I played for Congressman Paul, former Congressman Paul here on the air. He called them liars. I think that's pretty newsworthy. I think one of my writers ought to write about that, Ron Paul on the show, saying the NSA head is a liar about not spying on Americans. Because it's on record they do. But they know you won't go look up the admitted congressional reports. You won't go look up the Reuters report, now 3 days old, where they go, okay, it's confirmed. If you talk about marijuana on the phone, it's given to local police. It's all being recorded. It's all totally illegal. It's all selectively enforced. And then Obama lies and says, we don't spy on Americans. They don't call it spying. They call it the definition of a 36-year-old court case that used to just be the address of where communications came from. And that itself, I believe, is unconstitutional, clearly. They call you talking, you texting, you emailing, faxing, radio, TV, ham radio. That's called signals, and that's called metadata to them. It'd be like if you said, I don't kill elephants. I call that a humph-a-lump. And you shoot it with a 50-caliber rifle, it falls over, and you go, that's an elephant. No, I call that a humph-a-lump. Or I call that an Easter bunny with really big flappy ears. Or I call that a hogwart. I mean, they play all these lawyer games with people. And they sit there laughing at us, just a big swarm of criminals and corporate mercenaries and foreign lobbyists that can come in and literally, I was seeing different metrics. They vary from the articles I've seen, where you give $1,000, you get $200,000 back in government contracts and subsidies. You give $100,000, you get $1 billion in some cases. I mean, it is a orgy of robbery and criminality and all of them above the law, just collapse of society, just as former top Secret Service agent Dan Bongino was saying yesterday. He said it's a lawless criminal organized crime behind the scenes. He's been there guarding the president overseas at all these big global conferences with royalty, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, G20. And he said, I obviously can't get into all the stuff I know, but that's why they're breaking into his house and going after him. He's running for Congress because he's seen it, folks. It is total lawless evil. Okay? And let's go ahead and go to Obama lying through his teeth to the American people saying we don't spy on you.
I had the programs reviewed. We put in some additional safeguards to make sure that there's federal court oversight as well as congressional oversight, that there is no spying on Americans. We don't have a domestic spying program. What we do have are some mechanisms where we can track a phone number or an email address that we know is connected to some sort of terrorist threat. And, that information is useful. But, what I've said before, I want to make sure I repeat. And that is, we should be skeptical about the potential encroachments on privacy. None of the revelations show that government has...
So, I'm going to protect you. I'm your daddy. All these different rap stars come out and say recently that he's our father and we should just do whatever he says. Man, when they start calling somebody the father, they called Mao the father, they called Hitler the father, they called Stalin the father, they called Lenin the father, they called Pol Pot the father, they call Fidel Castro the father, they called Julius Caesar the father, the papa. Man, I tell you, I mean, it is just grade A tyranny. A bunch of egomaniac people in black uniforms and suits, wearing sunglasses, bugging their eyes out at the public, just strutting around an armed gang, butchering America. And I cannot stress this enough. What you see happening in this country is 180 degrees, the polar opposite of a free society. And that is incontrovertible, absolute, 100% fact. And I just sit here like an emergency beacon, SOS. Reactor will self-destruct. We are following a tyranny pattern that will lead to total collapse and nightmare scenarios of government anarchy, rogue government, alert, danger, danger, passing failsafe point, approaching event horizon of no turning back, alert, alert. Please move to prepare yourselves with firearms, storable foods, friends and family who are aware of the takeover program. Alert, alert. Do everything you can simultaneously, offensively, to reverse the criminal bloom. The criminal viral bloom. Alert, alert. I mean, if America was in a hospital bed, there's doctors, nurses all around. They're pumping adrenaline into the heart. I mean, we got flatline. I'm sitting there going, we got to do something. They're coming in. I mean, the entire institutions are burning down, like Bongino said yesterday. I mean, it's all going down right now. It's burning. It's blowing. I mean, the shields are down. We're overrun. Everything's on fire. And then you've got, and I mean, the walls are falling. The enemy forces are getting ready to roll in. The full operation. You think it's bad so far? We've just seen the Vanguard scouts. And then I've got my fellow Americans who are into it, believing the propaganda, going, bring down the wall! Stop trying to hold it up! Alex Jones is bad for saying the NSA shouldn't spy on us. They're keeping us safe. They're out there trying to get the wall to drop, the shield to drop. The shields are just going in and out, man, and they're starting to fall, and they're cheering! We're going to get our free stuff! We're going to get all our goodies! Folks, you're not going to get anything but absolute implosion on record post-industrial society hell on earth. And these people are so weak-minded, they're going to love that. Because all they want to do is imagine that they're winners. Imagine that they're on a winning team. You know, we need to put all the gun owners in FEMA camps for Obama. Let me sign that thing right now. Yeah, we need to arrest these Tea Partiers. Buddy, you don't have to tell me. Yeah, we're going to take everybody over 70 and euthanize them just before they get sick. Well, yeah, I'm almost 70 myself. I don't want to be alive anymore. And that's a quote from Mark Dice's last video. These are real people, folks. And they're like, yeah, I want to die. Because they said for Obama, it's a trance. It's like mind control where they tell the woman who's been, you know, hypnotized under drugs and stuff, take your clothes off, you know, have sex with me. They do it. They don't even remember they did it, folks. And I'm telling you, the public is in a trance. It's for Obama. We're going to put people in FEMA camps. Absolutely. Now, you understand we're going to put them in work camps. We're going to take the Tea Party to, you know, we're going to arrest them. Yeah, buddy, you've got to tell me I want to arrest them. I mean, they're ready, folks. They're ready to come for us. And it is so sick. I mean, it is like, it is, if the general public knew any basic historical information as in a context, if they had any upbringing of basic history and common sense, people would understand how just sitting here, staying in this country and not, because all the stuff I've done, believe me, I'm on the top of the list. The fact that I haven't evacuated is a bold act. But I realize there's nowhere to run long term, and this is the great historical contest, so I'm very honored to be in this position. But people need to understand this is the real deal. Let's play part of Leno's monologue to analyze it here. Here it is.
He's getting a little grayer. Have you noticed that? In fact, they started to call him the Silver Fox. That's what they're calling him, the Silver Fox. That's because most of the silver in his hair was caused by fox. That was the problem. That's why it's silver. Yeah. And President Obama has sent John McCain to Cairo to help solve the political problems that brought the Egyptian government to a halt. I got an idea. How about some of the problems that brought our government to a halt? Why don't we start with that one first? Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah.
We're meant to be brought down. By the way, the government's moving forward on many fronts to take our liberties. We want gridlock under the separation of powers to stop a man on a white horse, a Napoleon Bonaparte, taking control of our society. I want to take calls for the first 30 minutes of the next hour and cover news. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers today on this Wednesday edition, first-time caller Wednesday, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll also get into Gardasil on record. Oopsie, we didn't do it. Sterilized women. Oh, didn't. didn't know that? Be like, again, shooting an elephant with an elephant gun and going, I didn't know it did that. I didn't. Be like jumping off a cliff and, you know, breaking your legs and going, I didn't know falling 200 feet would do that. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. And we're going to look at the post-constitutional America and what that's going to mean for everybody. And we're also going to look geopolitically, some of the other things that are happening. But on the NSA front, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has looked at the Reuters story and other admissions by Congress that indeed the DEA and NSA team up to share intelligence, leading to secret use of surveillance and ordinary investigations. Yeah, I didn't need to know about a year ago when they built a building out in the countryside where I live and put up antennas and NSA-style scramblers, and I saw the type of trucks and vehicles, people that were there, and then I asked around to a local homeowners association. They go, oh, no, they bypassed the local ordinances. That's a government front facility. And then I went a little bit longer and found out it was a DEA-connected group. But, yeah, no, I mean, I even have a DEA-NSA substation by my house. I mean, this is just the new America. A bunch of people with our tax money playing secret agent, bringing down the country, shipping in narcotics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey!
Again, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Your phone calls are coming up in the next hour. Briefly here, on InfoWarsStore.com, we have the lowest prices, as low as they'll let us sell it for, of the best pure brown seaweed from the southern hemisphere, so it's clean compared to the northern polluted stuff, with the amazing health effects that have been reported, all up at InfoWarsStore.com. And getting these high-quality vitamins and minerals from us, you also support the broadcast while supporting the health of your family. We also have up at InfoWarsStore.com the Health Rangers brand of just amazing curcumin, if that's how you pronounce it. And he's got all the studies, mainline studies, on the incredible cancer preventative that it is. We're not saying it heals cancer, but it's the most powerful. It's the turmeric. It's just got a whole bunch of stuff, and it's all up there. I've gone and done the research, talked to all the experts. We carry the best stuff from Inner Food, from Mike Adams and Natural News, from everybody. The best stuff is at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you can get all the amazing longevity products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com, and they have the new non-GMO, certified organic, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 available at InfoWarsHealth.com, and there's also the toll-free number there on the site as well. I was just eating raw horseradish during the break. It's hard to try to eat lunch in three-minute breaks, and I was just ate a whole bunch of it. I'm a peppers and horseradish freak, but I just ate like a huge spoonful of it raw, which I like, but it kind of did something to my throat. Long story short, you can call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. If you have any questions about the hundreds and hundreds of incredible products at InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, also at InfoWarsStore.com, we have all the books, all the films, the very best research materials, the very best InfoWars magazine subscriptions are in bulk at cost. Waco, A New Revelation, a new updated version on Blu-ray. There's just, I don't know, over 500 great items now up on InfoWarsStore.com, and it is your purchases that make the broadcast and the news division and everything we're doing here possible. Your memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv, you name it, we couldn't do it without you. It takes millions and millions of dollars every year to run this operation, and we couldn't do it without your support, so it's a win-win-win, shopping with the good guys. And we couldn't do it without our AM and FM affiliates. Please support their local sponsors, or please become a sponsor, whether you're listening, again, in Las Vegas or Southern California, or whether you're listening in Chicago, whether you're listening in Rochester, New York, or whether you're listening in Austin, Texas, on our over 160 AM and FM affiliates across the country. Please be sure and support those local sponsors and let them know why they're being supported by you, and become a sponsor if you're a local business, because that's a big part of this media war, is we don't have taxpayer money and Pentagon and CIA money like NBC and MSNBC and CNN. We only have what you support us with, buying the products, supporting our sponsors. So please click on the sponsors as well at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, if you hear me endorsing a product on air or on the site, that means I use it and I believe in it. We have a lot of other great sponsors too, but that are on the network and also on the site. But if I'm not endorsing it, I can't absolutely vouch for it. And that's just something that I'll always add there, which most advertising outfits that have advertising don't do. All right, second hour, massively jam-packed with news, your calls and guests. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.